Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I don't know if you can hear me really well. It's really loud here. I'm at a St. Patrick's Day party. Really cool, a lot of people here. I've been drinking a lot of bit with the people here at the party. I've been drinking, Jesus, St. Patrick's Day party, hanging with a lot of cool people. I'm cool, Jesus. I'm cool. Anyway, Jesus, I'll tell you about the party also. I'm on my way there soon. I'll be back to do like bits and skits and whatever. What was it I did there? Oh, check this, Jesus. Check this. It's a phrase I picked up from my homies. Check this, Jesus. I met a chick. It's a really hot chick at this party right now. Man, she's really, really drunk. Like, really, really drunk. Like, I'm really drunk, but she's like, really, really drunk, you know what I'm saying, Jesus? So I think I got a pretty good shot. And, you know, getting it in. Anyway, Jesus, a lot of, like, Irish people here, which I gathered. I don't remember, I guess, that St. Patrick's Day is, like, some kind of Irish holiday or whatever. But anyway, there's a lot going on here. Anyway, Jesus, we're playing this drinking game called, what's it called? Shot Potato. It's called Shot Potato. It's like they play the music and they pass around this shot. And then when the music stops, you gotta drink the shot. It's actually quite clever. Jesus. It's like hot potato. You pass around the potato, but it's shot potato because you're passing around a shot of liquor. Then when the music stops, you drink the shot. Did I mention that part, Jesus? The music stops, you drink the shot. Anyway, I think this chick's ready to go, Jesus. So I'm gonna get off here. Cook it off in her. You get it, Jesus? That's funny. That's comedy. That's what you should do. Fuck you, Jesus.
And fuck you, Peter. Welcome, everybody. Skinner Jesus Show. Chapter 7, verse 15. Recording this on March 12th, 2024, for she. Scrolling along the bottom. If you're not watching this on one of my platforms like X or Rumble or Twitch, you see it first. You see the episodes first on Pod Nation TV. Download the Pod Nation TV app. If you have a Roku device or a Fire TV device, download it for free. Just go to the search bar for the apps. Search Pod Nation TV. My show, a bunch of other great shows are on there that you can check out. Pod Nation TV. On all Roku and Fire TV devices. Make sure you check that shit out. Big show tonight. We'll get to that momentarily. If you want to email the show, SkinnerJesus420@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Want to join our group of fans of the show on Facebook, Disciples of Skinner Jesus. Seek and ye shall find. Disciples of Skinner Jesus on Facebook. All other information on the show, SkinnerJesus.net. Past episodes. Yes, I'm going to get caught up with the audio episodes. I'm having all kinds of problems with that shit. With the files being too big to upload on video, and then I got to make MP3s out of them. And because I've had to combine some different shit to make shows, so I don't have the full MP3 to download from StreamYard. It's just a big clusterfuck that I'm working on, but I will get episodes caught up on stonerjesus.net. Let's kill the music. Thank you. That's enough of that. So Pod Nation TV, of course, find us on there. Make sure you go download it and check out other shows as well. Everything else, stonerjesus.net. Of course, Stoner Jesus TV, if you're wondering about that. Still going strong, bro. Check it out. It's usually the pin post on X, on Stoner Jesus 420 on X. Sometimes just in the highlights because I can't, you know, I got to put other things on the pin post. So I'm getting a lot of traction these days with the impressions or whatnot. I want people to see the shows. So I usually pin those, the episodes, for a while. Anyway, go check it out. It's Stern Jesus Network, TV Network. Channel 1, all Stern Jesus shows, full episodes. Those are awesome. Channel 2 is clips and interviews, which I got to add to. I got to add to all of it. I still got more shit to put up on all these channels. And this especially true of Channel 3, Stern Jesus and Friends, the early days of the High Noon Hemp Show. And the Smokeout. Of course, don't forget about The Smokeout. Myself and Shelly Martinez, we haven't done a new episode in a while. Shelly was sick, and I've been sick. I'm still kind of under the weather. I do have my voice, which is good. So, go check it out. ShellyEstateSmokeout.com. And you find the audio episodes are there. They're all free. 70 plus episodes on audio, all free. If you want the episodes on video, the full episodes on video. If you want the want access to the show, join us on the show. Smoke out with us. Participate in what we're doing. Ask questions. Whatever you want to do. Check it out on Patreon. The link is at ShellyEstateSmokeout.com. Plus, you get to join the Discord for the show. All that stuff. Join the Smokeout. Yo. Still to come, a Stoner Jesus special investigation. You see the banner right there. What's it about? Well, the title of the show, Murder, She Did, might give you a clue. It'll be a Stoner Jesus special investigation. Still to come here on the Stoner Jesus Show. And there's if you're wondering, there's my website and the pertinent social media along the bottom as well. We stream the show after it's done its time on Pod Nation TV. We stream it on X, Rumble, and Twitch. All that is scrolling along the bottom. Now, Pulsar vaporizers. You may have seen them on X. You may have things from them, like this cool Grateful Dead and Pulsar vape. Not really a huge Dead fan, but you know, it looks fucking cool. Tells you how many puffs you've taken. The cartridge actually goes in here. So you look like one of those douchebags vaping like vape juice or whatever. But in my case, this is a legal hemp-derived Delta 9. Bam. Right there. I contacted Pulsar by doing a giveaway where I'm going to give away the pipe that they sent me. Is basically a vaporizer thing. You've probably seen it before. The cartridge goes down in the pipe. It just looks like an old-timey pipe, you know, like your great-grandpa. It's a smoke. I understand. That was a long time ago. It's 2024. People don't use pipes anymore. But you get my drift. You probably saw it in a fucking old movie or something. I don't know. So tonight I'm going to do an unboxing. Something they sent me. Not a full unboxing. I'm not going to do all that shit. You're saying, Stoner Jesus, well, you're doing an unboxing. You're not a 16-year-old girl doing makeup tutorials on YouTube. Yes, I know. Thank you for noticing. Now, I am going to unbox this bitch. Like I said, I'm just going to open and show it to you. I don't have any dabs. I got to get dabs. Then I'll do a full review of it. This motherfucker, I'll do a review. This thing is awesome. Go check it out. It's cheap as shit. Pulsar vaporizers. Go look it up. This is the big boy, Apex E-Rig from Pulsar. This bitch up. There we go. This thing off. It's an awesome smell. The new E-Rig smell. There it is. Not going to get it completely out, but you get the idea. I'll do that when I do the review. You can see next to my massive fucking head, how big this thing is. We're making some clouds, bitch. That's what we're going to be doing. Next time, hopefully next time we do the show, we'll do the E-Rig. I'll get some dabs. Oh, should put this back in here. Hold on. I know it's not much of an unboxing. You know what? Fuck it. I said I'm not doing the whole damn thing. I'll do that when I do the review. I just want to make you all aware. And like I said, we'll be doing a giveaway soon. I might give that thing away. I don't know. After I review it, I don't do dabs. I have no use for something like that on a regular basis. I know a lot of you do. So maybe you want like that. And maybe you will. This I'm keeping. This I love. So this fucking thing's awesome. Like I said, tells you how many puffs you've taken. Tells you where your battery is. How much you got left in the... I guess that number... I tried looking up last night online. I guess that number in the middle is the percentage that's left on your vape. I don't know. Does it read that, or is it a percentage left on the battery? Because it has bars, too. Wouldn't that be the battery? Would I need bars and a number? I don't know. Maybe. I'll find out when I charge it, I guess, because I haven't charged it yet. If that number goes up when I charge it, then I'll know it's electricity and not what's in the cart. But yeah, go check this thing out. It's fucking awesome. I forget how much it was, but I remember seeing it and thinking that's a ridiculously low price. I think it's like $26. It's something fucking ridiculous. That's a ridiculously low price for something like that. Technology, bro. Now, before we get into the special investigation, sorry, I almost fucking forgot what I was doing. This investigation is going to go well. Anyway, shit. I got to find this fucking Much Love thing, man. Our awesome sponsor. You see their under my name, you see their website. Here we go. Damn, bro. Hold on. Don't play yet. I'm not ready yet. Although it doesn't have sound, so it doesn't matter, but still, I want you to see the video. It's all fucking point. They are an awesome sponsor. MuchLoveToYou.com. Bring them up here. Holy crap. It was so very difficult. Mushrooms. Organic mushrooms. You've heard a lot about... I'll just let this run, actually. Let's hit music. A lot about mushrooms, health benefits of that, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory. You see it there. I'll let it run. Go check out Much Love to You. You talk to them about the mushrooms. So they get what to do. For your skin, things of that nature. So go check them out. Much Love to You. Mush in the USA. Where'd you listen? I watch this video. In the USA, LUV, number 2, and then the letter U.com. As you know, I push it all the time. Is their website. Okay, there we go. So you get the drill. You get the gist of what I'm talking about. The awesome Much Love to You people. Now, I wish I had music for this. Hold on. Let me go find some music for this. It's like, I don't know. It's feeding the ducks. See if that works for what I'm doing. This investigation. There's some kind of music under me. Maybe I don't. I don't like that. No. Doesn't sound like an investigation. I'm not gonna be able to find the music I'm looking for that I want. No. No, 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 no. So let's pretend this had investigation music. To make it even more important. It's not about the music, it's about the fucking information. Okay? Damn. And I'm taking a big risk here. Talking about this. You know, the people who simp for this woman, they can come after me. But I don't care. Because it's time for a Stoner Jesus special investigation, bitch. Doo-doo! Make believe that was like the Law and Order sound effect. Doo-doo! Like that? Fucking multi-talented. Up in this bitch! I need some more legally hemp-derived Delta 9 for this. Anyway. Oh, shit. So, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Stoner Jesus. This is a big fucking buildup. I know. I'm getting to it. It's very important information. People talk about conspiracy theories. There's all the big ones, you know, JFK, the moon landing, 9/11 being an inside job, jet fuel can't melt steel beams, what the fuck happened to World Trade Center 7, all that shit. There's one a lot of people don't talk about. Some people talk about it. I did a Google search and I found Reddit threads going back some 9 years or more on this topic. But I'm here to tell you, I'm the motherfucking OG. When it comes to this, the motherfucking O G. Because I'm talking, I was bringing this up in the 80s when I was a child. My mom used to watch this show all the time. The show, of course, we're talking about is Murder, She Wrote. Shane Stern, Jesus, what's up with Murder, She Wrote? Let me tell you, motherfucker. I'll give you my premise, and then I will give you my evidence. The premise, Murder, She Wrote. This woman was a mystery writer. Well, I don't know why I put that in quotes. She does write books. I'm not alleging she didn't write her own books. I'm not alleging the character didn't write the mystery novels. That's not the conspiracy theory here. What I'm alleging, and I think by the end of the night you'll agree with me, is that this woman, Jessica Fletcher, the character in Murder, She Wrote, who pretended to outwit the local authorities to find the real killer in whatever murder she came across, a fucking inordinate amount. We'll get to that, as I said, in a second. She pretends to find the real killers for each of these murders when I contend that Jessica Fletcher of Murder, She Wrote has, in fact, committed all of these murders herself, and furthermore has gone to great lengths to frame other innocent people for her murders, which number over 200. 200. Let's get in to the evidence. What constitutes, what do you look for when it comes to looking for a murder suspect? Means, motive, and opportunity. Means, she's literally there and tells you for every murder how it was done. She has the means at her disposal. She has the intelligence to outsmart local authorities and her fans, and her family, and her friends. She has the sociopathic attributes necessary to be able to pull this off. Opportunity? Apparently, she had the opportunity to kill a lot of people because so many fucking people dropped dead. A prolific number of people, over 200, as I said. We'll get to the exact number here in a minute. We're going to read the Wikipedia page for the show. Motive, besides fulfilling, for at least temporarily, her bloodlust as a serial killer, her ability to solve all these murders boosted her book sales and gave her a reputation as someone who not only talked the talk, but walked the walk. Motive, means, opportunity, bam! Jessica Fletcher, Murder, She Wrote, is a fucking serial killer who frames innocent people. Let's go to the Wikipedia page for Murder, She Wrote. Of course, there's America Crime television series. It ran from September of 1984 to May of 1996 for a total of 264 episodes. Not only that, there was movies after that. More people died. Approaching 300 people dead in this woman's vicinity. What are the fucking odds of that? Hell, the Clintons, what's the Clintons body count up to? 54, 57? I don't even know. I have to go look it up. But those are bullshit numbers. Those are rookie numbers compared to Jessica Fletcher, who happened to be in the vicinity of almost 300 murders. What are the fucking odds of that? They are astronomical. I will tell you what. I will sell you some fucking propane and propane accessories. If that isn't nuts, statistically, to be in the, you know, not in a fucking war zone. She wasn't in Fallujah in 2004. This bitch was writing books and going to sleepy little towns, and an inordinate amount of these murders, which we'll get to in a minute, happened in her home, her little sleepy hometown. And no one thought, hey, this might be fucking weird. All these people in this town, are dying. This one bitch is solving all the murders of all these different people, all these different murderers. What are the odds of that? Show's a big hit, of course. One Emmy's great. I don't fucking give a shit. Here's the premise of the show. The show revolves around the day-to-day life of Jessica Fletcher, a widowed and retired English teacher who becomes a successful mystery writer. Despite fame and fortune, Jessica remains a resident of Cabot Cove, a small coastal community in Maine, and maintains her links with all her old friends, never letting success go to her head. She's painted as this grand hero. Smart, capable, strong, independent older woman who can write and solve murders better than any man can. Jessica invariably proves more perceptive than the official investigators of a case, who are almost always willing to arrest the most likely suspect, but not Jessica. See, Jessica not only knows how the murder happened, she knows who did it. By carefully piecing clues together and asking astute questions, she leads the authorities to arrest the real murderer. Let me say that again. She leads the authorities to arrest the real murderer. Murder occurred with such regularity in her vicinity that the term Cabot Cove Syndrome was coined to describe the constant appearance of dead bodies in remote locations. Indeed, if Cabot Cove existed in real life, it would top the FBI's national crime statistics in numerous categories, with some analysis suggesting that the homicide rate in Cabot Cove exceeds even that of the real-life murder capital of the world. And who solves all of those murders? The inordinate amount of murders. And when she travels, murders happen there too that she has to solve. She goes overseas. She goes to see somewhere else doing a book signing or some bullshit. People die there too. And she solves it. And some poor fucking sap goes to prison for what she did. Jessica's relationship with law enforcement officials varies from place to place. Both sheriffs of Cabot Cove resign themselves to having her meddle in their cases, never questioning the incredibly high homicide rate of their sleepy little town, and never questioning the motives, the means, or the opportunity when it comes to this little old lady, this mystery writer who solves every single murder. However, most detectives and police officers do not want her anywhere near their crime scenes until her accurate deductions convince them to listen to her. Every episode is a con. She killed someone. She has to put it on someone else. And she hides behind the little, oh, I'm just a little old lady who writes mystery novels. I couldn't possibly bludgeon someone to death or shove an ice pick in their jugular or sever their balls. I think I saw that in an episode. Someone got their balls severed. She solved it. Now, some are happy to have her assistance from the start, often because they are fans of her books. With time, she makes friends in many police departments across the U.S., as well as with a British police officer attached to Scotland Yard. She has her tentacles everywhere. Start of season 8, more of the stories were set in New York City, with Jessica moving into an apartment there part-time in order to teach criminology at the City University. Tons of fresh, new victims in season 8. So what do we have? What do we have? Motive, means, opportunity. An incredible, statistically impossible amount of murders happening in the vicinity of this woman. Almost 300 murders by almost 300 different people. Really? What's a more logical explanation? Ruminate on it for a second. What's a more logical explanation? What I've just presented to you? Or the bullshit official story, this fucking TV show? You got to think. Furthermore, I think the creators of the show, they know. They know. All this was just a smokescreen. 264 episodes of bullshit just to get one over on you. As I said, I'm the OG with this. My mom watched this show when it was on the air. The late 80s. Mid to late 80s. I remember saying to her, after I'd watched multiple episodes, and people have, like I said, have come late to the party after that. Like, and this is before the internet. So if other people had the idea, I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I think I'm right. And I've been convinced of this for almost 40 years. What say you? What say you? X post me at Stoner Jesus 420. Tell me what you think. Well, you know that I'm right. Short show. I said that's really what I had to do. That was the important thing I had to get done today. We'll do the review, all other stuff, giveaways, all that stuff's coming. I want to get this special episode out for the people on Pod Nation TV and later on X and Rumble and Twitch, you know. So, thanks everybody for watching. You may remember, I guess it was 4 years ago, 2020. I don't know. Maybe it was 2016. Probably 2016, actually, now that I think of it. When These Nuts came up in a poll, a presidential poll. And so I got an interview with These Nuts because it's very important. So check it out. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Go check out Stoner Jesus 420 on X. And keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. Peace, bitches.
Very, very exciting. Stoner Jesus here recording. We just ended the Stoner Jesus show live. And I get word that we get an exclusive interview with a presidential candidate that's been polling well, polling almost double digits in some states behind Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Of course, you may have heard about him on the news. Presidential candidate These Nuts. We have him on the phone as an exclusive. Mr. Nuts, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, awesome. I know you're busy. I won't take a lot of your time.
Right.
I have a couple questions for you. What are you doing now?
Right now, my dude's going to another campaign event. Got a lot of stuff going on. We're really, really busy. Really, doing well.
All right. I just want to ask you, first of all, are you glad to see the polls that show you like 9-10% in some states?
Absolutely. We're happy about the polls. We're looking good. We're doing good. We're on our way to the next event. I really don't have a lot of time, so hurry this along.
What is your platform? If you're president, Mr. Nuts, what is your platform going to be?
Right. It's very simple. No pants. No pants, no underwear. Going commando all the time. Let them swing free, if you know what I'm saying. I really, really hate to let you go, but I got to get going.
Okay, I got stuff to do. Mr. Nuts, good luck in the race.
All right. Thank you now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on. One more thing.
What? What's that?
I wanted to ask you before I let you go. Do you know D?
D?
D's Nuts.
Oh. You got me.
There you go.
You got me.
Thank you,
Mr. Nuts.
All right, I'm gone.
Bye-bye now.
Vote D's Nuts.
Presidential contender, D's Nuts. This is for real. This is for real. Maybe the savior we're looking for. Everybody going commando. Hell yeah. Go commando, like that bitch in that commercial says, whatever the fuck her name is. Presidential candidate, D's Nuts, calling in the Stoner Jesus show. Awesome.